Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. That's Sandy Shaw with Puppet on a String on 1FM Live and Local at 23 to 8. I chose that in relation to my next guest. Now, how long is it since you've been to a puppet show? Probably a long time. It's a wonderfully old-fashioned form of entertainment, but there's one man who's reviving it locally with the help of some primary school-aged children. And it's my pleasure to say good morning this morning to puppeteer Jason Triggs.
Good morning, Terry. Thank you for having me.
I better even turn on your microphone. That'd be a good idea, wouldn't it?
It would. Thank you for having me. How are you?
I'm very well. So you've been working with some of our local kids to put on a local puppet show. Tell me, how did you get into puppetry?
I think growing up, watching the Ferrells on ABC TV.
Oh, I remember them, yeah.
Yeah, and since then, of course, Sesame Street, The Muppets, Fraggle Rock. That sort of shows my age a bit. Just developed this fascination for the art of puppetry, and for one birthday I got a puppet from Mum and Dad, and it just
stuck.
It grew from there, and I started making them too.
I was actually doing a bit of reading about puppetry, and it's a really ancient form of theatre, isn't it? It goes way back. I was reading that it goes back, it maybe even to 3000 BC. So it's obviously been this long fascination with sort of making inanimate objects come alive.
Absolutely, and all around the world, puppetry is an art form which has been, you know, expressed through the ages.
What is it that attracts you to it? What do you enjoy, teaching the children about this old art form?
I think behind the puppetry is more the skills that they get to develop, such as self-esteem, self-worth, self-concept, confidence, and it's not them performing; it's the puppet.
Yeah, they can kind of go out of themselves.
Absolutely.
And be a whole different character. I guess it's like acting in that way.
It is, and what I've observed is that they come out of their shell a lot earlier through a puppet that they would in a traditional drama class, so to speak.
Yeah, very. I can imagine that happening. Now, one of your young charges is joining us here today. Come to the microphone, young Riley Wooster. Now, you've been taking part in this drama through puppetry course with Jason. Tell me a bit about it. Like, what are some of the things you've been learning and doing?
I've been learning how to use a puppet, make it feel right.
So you've been making the puppets as well. Did you tell me about your puppets?
Well, Jason's made a troll puppet for me in one of the scenes.
A troll puppet. Okay, what does he do?
He's one of the main characters in the fairy tale scene that we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And he has multiple speaking roles.
What do you like about puppetry, Riley?
I really like how I can just be myself.
A bit different to what Jason was saying. And do you play a couple of characters in the puppet show?
Yes, I do.
What characters?
I play the puppet that I've made.
And what's that one?
We haven't really come up with names for them yet. But it's more a humanoid puppet.
And you're 11, Riley, I think.
Yes.
And you're in year 5. And you've been going along to the puppetry classes, if you like, for some time. What have you learnt?
I've learned how to move the puppet in the same time as my mouth to create the illusion of speaking.
A bit like a ventriloquist.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So tell me about this puppet show you're putting on, Jason, and fingers crossed restrictions allow you to go ahead with it. It's next month.
It is on November the 27th, which is a Saturday. We're going to be performing at Marupna Hall on McLennan Street. So with the children, we've devised a show, which we're calling Showcase 21 for 2021. 8 puppeteers all up. There's 9 scenes and over 30 puppets will be featured. And part of the process of this year is each child in the program has been able to create cut out, sew and make their own puppet,
wow,
which will feature in the showcase as well.
What's the age range of the children?
We've got one in grade 2 and wow, all the way up to grade 6.
Okay. How do you get them under control?
I'm a kindergarten teacher, which I've been for many, many years. So
that would be... That would be kind of helpful. Mm-hmm. So people can get tickets. I believe they're on eventbrite.com. And as you said, it's November 27, Saturday, and it's the Marupna Youth Puppetry Collective. What a great name. And the show is called Showcase 21. So you can get onto eventbrite.com to get those tickets. And it's at Marupna Hall. I think they're $20 each. What can people, well, maybe I'll ask Riley this question. What can people expect to see from this puppet show? Because we don't get a chance to see very many puppet shows, do we? What do you think, you know, at what will the audience, what can the audience expect?
They can expect children to be doing their best and amazing puppets on the stage that we and Jason have configured.
Do you think that we're going to have a bit of a laugh?
Yes, I think so.
Do you think we're going to be scared at any of it? Is it going to be a bit scary, some of it?
Maybe.
Oh, you want to keep us in suspense. So what do you think audiences can expect, Jason?
I think, depending on their age, a lot of nostalgia comes back when you come to see a puppet play, which doesn't get done a lot in live theatre, so to speak.
No, I think Punch and Judy comes to mind.
Yes, yes, Punch and Judy does come to mind. We have moved on from that. So what the audience will come to expect is more what you might see on Sesame Street and the Muppets.
Okay.
With some clay puppets tucked in there too, and a few shadow puppets as well.
Ah, that's a whole other area, isn't it?
It is.
And music?
There is one musical number, but we're keeping that under wraps.
Okay. I think it's a great opportunity to expose children to just something that they may never have experienced before.
Absolutely, and I think that goes for all the performing arts, dance, music, theatre, drama, puppetry. The earlier you can experience that, I think a more rich and meaningful existence you'll have in our world.
Yeah, I guess it's just exposing kids to the arts while they're young, so they've got some appreciation for it when they grow up. So, Riley, do you see yourself a future in puppetry?
I see myself as a future in acting as general. Yep. Since a young age, I've always wanted to be an actor. It always felt right.
Well, whatever you want to do, Riley, I think you'll get there. I know you're a determined young man and a very smart young man too. So all the best for the puppet show. I've got tickets. I can't wait to take my young fella to see what you've come up with. And all the best, Jason. Do keep in touch and what you're doing, because I think it's terrific work you're doing with our young kids.
Thank you very much. I will.
Victoria, vaccination is your ticket to everything we love and miss. A double dose is your ticket to Friday after work drinks. Your ticket to bickering over the bill with your family again. Your ticket to Saturday club cricket snags. Ah, shot! To pitching those tents at that spot you all love. And the perfectly brewed tea and advice you've missed with your yaya. Your vaccination is your ticket to everything you love and miss. Book yours at coronavirus.vic.gov.au. Authorised by the Victorian Government, Melbourne.
Station sponsor.
It's the best little poorhouse, nothing dirty going on.
Hi, I'm Susan, owner of the Best Little Poorhouse. I've been precision grooming dogs for over 20 years. And the Best Little Poorhouse is my spacious air-conditioned salon for all shapes and sizes. We specialise in poodles, schnauzers and westies. We look after your special pooch exactly how you like. And when you book, we won't keep you waiting for weeks. In fact, for a nail trim, you don't need to book at all. We're in Naomi Street, Shepparton, for easy drop-off and parking. Call or visit poorhouse.com.au.
1FM sponsor.
I love springtime, the warm sunshine and the beautiful flowers, but it's also the start of spider and snake season. Baby spiders are hatching right now, so it's the perfect time to get your house sprayed for spiders. Our technicians are COVID vaccinated and follow a strict COVID safe plan. At Jason's Pest Control, we only use the best and safest chemicals to treat your entire home inside and out, including your fences and rubbish bins. So don't let spiders invade your home. Book a spider spray now. Jason's Pest Control, 1-800-599-699, or find us on Facebook.
Station sponsor.
Thinking of retiring or downsizing? Come and see how terrific life can be at Freedom Place, the area's newest over 50s village. Come and see this wonderful gated community and walk through the brand new owner's centre with its very own bowling green, swimming pool, gym, golf simulator, theatre room and much, much more. You can also park your caravan right beside your home on the fully fenced blocks, plus you get a freehold title. Life can be a dream at Freedom Place. So call now on 5831 640 to book in your personal inspection.
Station sponsor.
When your backyard or garden needs a trim, a mow, a clean, hit up Shepherd and Mowers and Leisure. New owner, new name and new home of gardening machinery. Stocking a full range of Husqvarna mowers, trimmers, brush cutters, chainsaws, blowers, pressure washers and much more. Simply put, you'll find what you need there. They got everything for mowing, cleaning and cutting with finance options available too. Offering servicing on all of the best brands and free pickup and delivery in the local area. Shepherd and Mowers and Leisure, New Merca Road opposite IGA.
1FM sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.